Today we hear a little Halloween history on this land of ours. Every year at this time, people all over this land of ours hollow out pumpkins and carve them up to make jack-o'-lanterns that light up with candles from the inside on All Hallows' Eve. USDA historical expert Anne Eflin tells an old Irish tale from the mid-1700s of a man named Jack being pursued by the devil.
A good-for-nothing character. In order to escape, he tricked the devil into climbing a tree. And then when he got the devil up in the tree, he cut a sign of the cross in the tree, and the devil couldn't come down.
As legend goes, when old Jack died, he was turned away by both St. Peter and the devil. So he wandered about as a lost soul with a lantern made from a glowing ember inside a hollowed-out turnip.
When the Irish brought this tradition of the candle and the turnip to the U.S., there were not many turnips around. But we did have these wonderful pumpkins that were even better suited.
As for the tradition of trick-or-treating, Eflin says that has roots in what was called Mischief Night, which the Irish brought to the U.S. in the 1800s, where it soon got a little out of hand.
There's a lot of vandalism and crime and some violence, and there was an effort led to change the Mischief Night from having kids out running around causing trouble to having kids going door to door in costume and getting treats in return. It was promoted by the Boy Scouts and other youth organizations of the period.
Wishing you a happy Halloween, I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.